here's a story from The World.
Tanzania has a new president today. Samia Suluhu Hassan was sworn in following the death announced Wednesday of John Magufuli. Hassan will serve what's left in the late president's five-year term. Her predecessor had a mixed record. Magufuli had a reputation for being tough on corruption, but also increasingly authoritarian. He was also a COVID-19 skeptic. On the line with me now is The World's Africa correspondent, Halima Gikandi. She's in neighboring Kenya. Halima, what do we know about the new president?
Well, to start with, she's incredibly educated, both in Tanzania and abroad. She's also experienced. She has some more than 20 years of experience in government in Tanzania at both the local level as well as the national level. She served in ministerial positions. And recently, of course, she was the vice president under Magufuli. Something else that's interesting is that she comes from Zanzibar. Now, in Tanzania, Tanzania is a united republic. There's the mainland Tanzania, where Magufuli, the late Magufuli was from. And there's also Zanzibar, which is a semi-autonomous island, which means that it has somewhat of a separate government and it has its own elections, but it's still under Tanzania. And Tanzania also has a different demographic than the mainland. It's predominantly Muslim. And what's interesting about that is that in some ways, the new president kind of represents the very opposite of Magufuli in that way. She's a woman, she's Muslim, she's from Zanzibar. And Tanzania is a diverse country, and that's what the new president spoke about. She spoke about unifying that diverse country during her swearing-in ceremony.
Huu ni wakati wa kuzika tofauti zetu na kuwa wamoja kama taifa.
And that was her just saying that now is a time to set aside the differences in the country and to stand together and work together as a united country and as a united Tanzania.
As you reported on the show yesterday, Halima, the administration of John Magufuli was marked by his authoritarian rule. Does his successor, Samia Suluhu Hassan, does she share that reputation?
Not necessarily. I mean, of course, we'll have to see what happens to her when she's actually now leading the country. That said, she's known to kind of have the opposite personality as Magufuli. You know, he was a charismatic speaker. He was loud, had kind of a sense of humor, but she was more reserved, a bit more quiet. And that's something that one opposition leader, Tundu Lissu, who is currently living in exile in Belgium, he was an opponent of Magufuli, lost to him in the recent election. He told me a little bit about her, and this is what he had to say.
She's a quiet woman. She's sensible. I believe that she will not be like the late president was for 5 years.
Now, interestingly, the last time Lissu said he spoke with her was when she was visiting him at a hospital here in Nairobi after he was nearly assassinated and had to flee the country for the first time. And he said he's worked with her a lot as a member of parliament. So she's no stranger to him. And of course, when he says that he believes she'll be different from the previous president, he means that he's hoping she'll represent a change from Magufuli, especially when it comes to his human rights record, and even something as simple as acknowledging the problem of coronavirus in the country.
So hopes are there that President Hassan will be different from President Magufuli. I mean, it's only day one, but are there any signs that that is likely to happen?
And regular Tanzanians I spoke with today, some who supported Magufuli said, you know, you have to wait and see what happens. And even journalists like myself are waiting to see whether or not this new administration will open up more to the press, which has been a big challenge under Magufuli. If you remember, many of us were restricted from even traveling to Tanzania to report on the presidential election in October.
The World's Halima Gikandi filling us in on the new president of Tanzania, Samia Suluhu Hassan. Halima, thank you.
Thank you, Marco.
From PRX.